Welcome to On the Air with Sonny Clark, your internet radio source for all things Rowlett and the surrounding areas. Join Sonny Clark as he talks to vital people in the area on subjects that affect Rowlett. Listen for the community's calendar, sports, politics, and more. So now, here's Sonny Clark.
All right, On the Air kicks off with a bang here on the regular show here of On the Air with Sonny Clark. It's a great day out as the weather is beginning to come down a little bit thanks to all the clouds and things of a sort that is going on. That is good, as everybody's mood seems to be getting better in the Rowlett area as people are driving around and things of that sort. It's always nicer when it's not as so hot to wear. By the way, if you need pot holders to use your steering wheel, believe me, I completely understand. I'm in the same boat. But as it's cooling down and the clouds are, you know, stopping the sun from beating down up on our fair city, it's always nice to go. But we got a great show today, as we are going to be talking to one of them. And the great thing about, by the way, before I say that, the great thing about doing this show is I get to do what I want. That is always a good thing. When you got a show, sometimes you got to follow a dialogue and things of that sort. I get the things that I want to do. And over the years that I've lived in Rowlett, since 2005, I have found that I look at this city, and I'm by the way, I'm very proud of this city, especially after the tornado that happened the day after Christmas, the community outreach for people in this city, the want to help in this town, whether it don't even matter what it is. This city is one of the cities that I can look at and go, wow, this is, if I was going to draw up a city, this is kind of the way I'd want to do it. And when I get the opportunity to do my show, I get to do what I want. And one of the things, especially when it comes to a community show, you've got to let people know about outstanding people in the city. And obviously we do that, whether we talk to Cindy Burkett, you know, our House representative. By the way, don't forget to vote for her. That's right. I am publicly endorsing Cindy Burkett. I've never endorsed anybody. Not that she really even cares, too. But, folks, I mean, her opponent don't want to come on the air and talk about the issues or talk about herself or to put herself out there. So, you know, pretty much it's hard to get a feel about someone who won't put it out there. As far as the contingency, people need to know about it. And Cindy Burkett puts herself out there. By the way, thank her very much for coming on our show. We played the original interview and then replayed it again last time we were on air. Great person, great personality, nice lady. She's going to be back up on our show as well. We'll talk about things in the community. But one of the things I get to do is find things that I like. And over the years here in Rowlett, I've had animals dropped off at my home, it seems. Dogs sitting on my porch. I don't know how it got there. That didn't even look like it could move, but it just looks like it was placed there. And we took animals in. And over the time here in Rowlett, I have probably fostered about 6 animals. Kept 2. And there's a lady out in this area, folks, that is working really hard to keep animals safe. And that tells me about a person that is willing to put herself out there to take care of animals that are not even hers. Monica Kazir is going to be on our show. She's going to talk about the North Texas rehousing and fostering business that she has. Now, folks, this is a business, but it's also, my goodness, I don't know how it's a business. So, you know, I want to help people as much as I can on our show. And she needs help as far as not maintaining a business, but maintaining animals, having a heart for animals. So there's some things that we're going to talk to her about on the show today. We're going to have an interview. I'm going to have her up on air. I'm looking so forward to this, and we're going to do that after our first break here. And I'm looking so forward to talk about animals, because even though I wish I could foster and do it as much as I can, but I can't do it anymore. But I've always enjoyed it. I've always had a heart for animals. I've always, made it a point to make sure an animal that I have is always going to go someplace. I've rehomed many animals. I've gone in and I've looked at people's homes to make sure that was the place that they needed to go, and if it was okay, or I decided whether or not it was the right thing to do. And I've done that with more than a couple of animals. And she's going to be doing it all, bridging the gap from family to family, meaning one family unfortunately has to give up an animal. They need to find a home. They don't want to obviously take the drastic steps of, putting them down or whatever the case may be. Pet placement services, they're hard to find because it's a hard business. It's a hard business because, animals need care just like humans and things of that sort. And that is the situation with what's going on here. So I want to talk to Monica Kazar. You can check out the website. We'll be talking about that. And you can also give her a call. So some good stuff going on here. She's going to be our guest here on our show. We're going to be talking a little bit about the North Texas rehoming and fostering. Every pet deserves a second chance. Of course, some even deserve a third and fourth chance. So, some good stuff, and she's going to talk about the Bark for Life that's going to happen on September 18th over at the Rowlett Community Park. That's going to be something that we're going to be talking about as well. I'm looking forward to this as far as the getting the word out for her and things of that sort. I just wanted to do that for her. By the way, today I went to, and folks that don't know that are listening, this is a pre-recorded show. We will be doing live shows as well. This weekend, it's not going to be something I can do live. But today, which is Thursday that I'm doing this, went to the Make a Connection and got Monica to come up on the show because I wanted her to be on the show. And met lots of people that are out at the Make a Connection. And folks, if you get the opportunity to go out to the Make a Connection, it's every Thursday over at McAllister's Deli, right over next to the fitness place right there on the 66. Massage Envy is over there. It's over near the, I think it's a mobile store, right in that area there, over near Kane's. Get an opportunity. Take a $5 bill. Go have a nice breakfast, by the way. They give you nice food and coffee and stuff like that. And you can make a connection with people to either, just put yourself out there so you can meet people or let people know about your business. I mean, business in this town, this area is more of an area that word of mouth is definitely the way to go. And that's what this whole thing is about here in Rowlett. That's the community I like here. So if you get an opportunity, go out to the Make a Connection. They're great people. And you get an opportunity to meet different people that you didn't. Cindy Burkett goes there. Our House of Representatives. She goes there almost every week, but she's there an awful lot. She was there today. So you get an opportunity. If you ever wanted to speak with her, you could probably grab a couple of minutes. And I know she'd probably take a couple of minutes and talk to you. So if you get the opportunity, head on out to the Make a Connection. It is the Rowlett Chamber of Commerce weekly meeting. Bring a $5 bill, get a nice breakfast, and then you get the opportunity to talk to people. Learn about people's businesses that are in this area. And it's a good way to keep the small business communities together. And folks, that's what we do here on the air with Sonny Clark. our commercials, if you've noticed, you don't hear from those big ones like, you know, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, all the big guys. No, our business right here with our commercials are with small business owners here in the Rowlett area. If I wanted to fill up time and space, I could with the big name, but it doesn't serve the community. And that's never what this show has ever been about. This show has been about the small community that we are, and to promote the businesses within the businesses with our commercials, and obviously bring you our weekly show on the air with Sonny Clark. It's all what it's always been. And it'll always be that way, because I feel that that's the best way to deal with it. Now, I'm not against big businesses. Obviously, I go there. But as far as our show and our commercials, that's what we maintain. And folks, if you ever want to get online, hear about, you know, maybe sponsoring a commercial here on this show or on the Rowlett Eagles varsity football basketball team, as well as our sports show that we have, the Couch Potato Sports Show, come in contact with me, 888-914-4420. Let's put together a package. Let's get you out there, because folks are listening to our shows, which is very nice. I never really expected it, especially when I started to do the Rowlett Eagles varsity basketball games the last year that Stan Blackman was the head coach, about 5 years now. Wow. 5 years ago, when basketball season starts up, this will be our fifth year of bringing Rowlett varsity basketball. I'm so excited about that. I can't even tell you. And then our fourth year of bringing Rowlett varsity football on our show. First game, by the way, don't forget about it, August 26th. The Rowlett Eagles are on the road. They're taking on the Louisville Fighting Farmers, and the Couch Potato Sports Show is going to be covering that just the same way that you get to this show, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/go-to-Rowlett-Eagles-sports. 7:30 is kickoff. We will have the pregame show up days ahead of time, so you can hear me and the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna talk about what happened last year, as well as talk about what we're going to see in the upcoming season. It's going to be really good. The Eagle Eye Bill Cerna, he gives a different look at things that I don't always get to see. That's why I got him there. And I'm going to tell you right now, I would do the games by myself, but having the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna right next to me makes the program so much better, and I love having him on board when we get out there and we do the Rowlett Eagles varsity football games. It's great. It's fun. Don't miss out on it, and you'll have a kick in the pants time listening to us as far as our broadcast. We'll bring you the play-by-play stats and all the other stuff, and a little fun facts as well, you know, keep you smiling. But that's what we do here. Now, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the air with Sonny Clark. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Monica Kazar, as she is the one that really, I got to give her a lot of credit. And the reason why I give her a lot of credit, because what she is doing is amazing. And she does it for the love of animals. She does it for the love of taking care of helpless animals. And I'm going to tell you, that's a quality in people I like. And those that know Sonny, I don't like a lot of people. But, you know, genuine. But when you put yourself out there to where you can make yourself available for helping people, you got to respect from me, that is way beyond. So make sure that you give us a listen. We're going to take the quick break. Today's show being brought to you by Wesson General Contractors for all your roofing, guttering, siding, or water damage needs. You know, get it taken care of by someone you can trust right here in this area. That's Butch Wesson of Wesson General Contractors Incorporated. You can give him a call at 214-200-5588. Folks, I'm telling you, this is a guy you can trust. And especially when you're talking about your home and the things that are value of yours. And a lot, that's your home. the biggest investment that you probably have is your home, and you want to take care of it well. Just as much as you want to take care of yourself by having the best doctors, have the best doctors and general contractors on your side, that being Wesson General Contractors. Again, for all your roofing, gutters, siding, air conditioning, things, make sure you get a guy that stands behind what he brings to you. And that will be the services that you'll need for your home. Wesson General Contractors, 214-200-5588. We'll take that quick break here on the Air with Sonny Clark. And when we come back, we'll talk to Monica Kassar. She is the proprietor and owner of the North Texas Rehoming and Fostering Company. Make sure you hang around for this. It's going to be good. We'll take that quick break. We'll be right back. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice at your rally at Eagles, letting you know about Fit Body Boot Camp. What makes Fit Body Boot Camp a unique fitness program is the value of consistent coaching with a professional fitness trainer in a group environment that generates exceptionally high levels of fitness results. At Rowlett Fit Body Boot Camp, we offer complete fitness programs unlike any other that you've tried before. Our program, it consists of unlimited group training sessions, fully customized nutrition planning, and a result tracking system designated to ensure our members achieve their fitness goals. Contact Tom or Mark at Fit Body Boot Camp, located at 2502 Lawling Lane in Rowlett, Texas, or give them a call at 214-888-2848, or visit them on the web at www.rowlettfbbc.com. At Regal and Rustic Estate Sales, let us take the burden out of hosting, staging, and cleaning of your estate sale or liquidation. We will provide reliable, friendly service with an experienced crew. We have an excellent reputation for professionalism with exceptional customer service and knowledge. We understand that staging and drawing attention to your sale is key. Most importantly, we listen to our customers' needs and pay attention to detail. That is what separates us from other local estate sales and companies, as we truly care about your presentation, property, and belongings. That's Regal and Rustic Estate Sales. Contact Renee Sheffield at 972-861-0231 or check us out on the web at regalandrustic.com. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. If you're like me, you want your hot coffee in the morning. But as it's getting closer to summer and getting hotter outside, you'll want something more refreshing and cold. With a surefire menu of cold drinks, Scooters is sure to satisfy. Whether it's iced coffees, blenders, smoothies, or even cold tea, check out Scooter's Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66, with a convenient drive-thru so you're sure to get in and out real quick and on to your business. That's Scooter's Coffee, located in the Timberlake Shopping Center in Rowlett. Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Del Rock in the 66. Make sure you get the opportunity to taste the Palio's Gourmet Pizza on their Facebook.
There are many opportunities to find out about getting a free pizza or just take a taste of some of the other Italian plates that they have. That's Spalio's Pizza, located at 6702 Dal Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711.
At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you.
And welcome back into On The Air with Sonny Clark. I got on the line, and you know, this is the best part of what I do. I mentioned before in the segment before that I love being able to talk about the things I want to talk about. This is one of the things that I do. I look up to people who do things like this. I also, you know, admire people that will do something out of the goodness of their own heart. And that's what I got going on here today. I got online a lady who has decided to take it up on herself to help animals in need. And I got online the owner of the North Texas Rehoming and Fostering. It is Monica Kazir. How you doing, Monica?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on today.
No, thank you for joining me, because this is the kind of thing I always... When, back in the day when I first moved here in 2005, it just seemed like I had every neighborhood animal on my doorstep, and we were always taking care of them. You actually have kind of taken that kind of idea and have taken it a step further. You're not necessarily getting them on your doorstep, but you're getting notifications of people who need help in order to rehome an animal that someone can't take care of.
That's correct, yes, yes.
All right, so when that whole situation, this obviously probably started out kind of like me, with someone who just had, you know, people and animals. You hear about animals and you want to try to help. How did this whole thing get started? I mean, and it probably didn't just start yesterday, I'm assuming, too.
No, it didn't get started yesterday. This has actually been something that's been kind of in the works and on my mind and on my heart for a few years now. So I have been volunteering with the Rowlett Animal Shelter, and I was on the Rowlett Advisory Shelter Board for about a year, and so I was very involved with that, and also was helping Friends of Rowlett Animals, which is the group that markets all the pets in the animal shelter. So while we are there working at the shelter, a lot of people would come through there and would want to surrender their pets. And the Rowlett Animal Shelter is set up as a place to help only stray animals in our community. We don't take in owner surrenders on a normal basis. They will take in a hardship case here and there when there is availability in the shelter space-wise, but normally they don't. And because of that reason, it's set up to be just for stray pets, that the euthanasia rate is very, very low at our shelter. I mean, we have about a 98% live release adoption rate for our city, which is wonderful. It's not no kill, but it's really, really close. Whereas the Garland Animal Shelter, because they take owner surrenders and strays, and it's a bigger city as well, they are overwhelmed with animals, and so they euthanize a good 500 to 600 animals a month over there.
Wow.
So we would have people coming in the door wanting to surrender, and we would have to turn them away, and they would either get really upset because they didn't know what else to do, and you'd have them crying, you would have them being angry. We had some that said, well, I'm just going to take them to the vet and have them euthanized. And so there was something that needed to be done, and I kept thinking to myself, there's something, you know, and I prayed about it, and so, you know, God had been kind of working in my heart to do something, to be kind of a bridge, to bridge the gap between home and home, to where people have an opportunity to utilize our services to find a good loving home for their pet instead of taking them to a shelter or dumping them in the streets or, you know, either having them euthanized or taking them out back. And a lot of times they do. They take them out in the country and put a bullet in their head because they don't want to deal with the animal. So if these families can give us the time or give the pet the time for us to try to find a new home, we will do everything we can to do that.
Now, obviously you're working with a network of some people, especially when it comes to fostering and things of that sort. Let people know a little bit about that way of what you're doing, what you got to do in order to be able to, because obviously I'm pretty sure you can't keep all of the animals that you're fostering at your own place. I'm sure you got some, but I'm sure you can't keep all of them.
No, we actually don't have any of them in our home. We have 4 rescue dogs of our own, but we do not keep them in our home, or we don't have a facility for them. So the pets would normally stay within their current home if the opportunity is there for them to stay there. If not, if for a reason of a severe allergy to a child, or the dog has become aggressive, or you know, whatever the case may be, that it entails needing to remove that pet fast, then or you know, a lot of times it's moving and they can't take the pet with them. So we will try our best to find a foster home, and that's where we get frustrated, because there's not enough foster homes to take in these pets, and that causes the families to, you know, start to get stressed out. I mean, there's 2 cats right now that we need to find a foster home for. They've already been adopted, and it was 2 cats that the home of the new family was hit by the tornado, and therefore their home is still in the building stages, so they have no place to keep the 2 cats, but they've already adopted them. We've rehomed them to this couple, but we need a foster home for 2 sister cats, and it, you know, I still haven't found one yet, so they're still in the original home, and they are running out of time. So it's situations like that are frustrating for us.
I bet it is. But now, the people that might be able to help, or, you know, hear what you're saying and they would like to be able, how do they go about working with your organization in order to, you know, help other animals and things like that? Do you accept people who just volunteer and say, I would like to foster? Or describe, I guess, the order of things in order to become a foster to help the animals.
Yes. So with a lot of rescue organizations, you have to go through sometimes an arduous process of filling out an application, and then the home needs to be checked and all that sort of thing. Well, we're not a rescue organization, and we don't go through those processes like that. Everything that we do, we pray about, and we pray that God brings us the right families. And so to become a foster, you simply just need to contact us either by calling me or sending us an email or reaching out to us on our Facebook page and letting us know that you are willing to foster. And if there's a particular one that you're interested in, fantastic. If you're wanting to only foster future dogs that come through or cats that come through that are short-haired or a particular breed, we will accept anybody that's willing to foster, because it's so important and so vital to our organization.
Got it. And it's easy to find out. Let people know. You have a website. You're on the Facebook. Go a little bit into that so they can come in contact with you as far as if they are interested in something like that.
Yes. So our website is still under construction. Our website address is there, but there's still being a lot of things added to it. So the website is www.ntxrehomingfostering. So ntxrehomingfostering.com is our website. And so folks can go there. Right now we don't have it all laid out like we'd like, but we're getting there. But our Facebook page is probably between the Facebook page and my email address is the best way to get in touch with us. So if you go to Facebook, you can find us at North Texas Rehoming and Fostering. And our logo will come up that has a star with four little pets on the top and our name in between the star. And you can send us a private message through there, or folks can also send us an email to kizzier@ntxrehomefoster.com.
Now, your logos are quite cool and they're neat and things of that sort. And I know you're doing a lot of things as far as fundraising and things like that, which includes some of your shirts and things. Let people know a little bit about that and what you're selling to actually help raise funds in order to, you know, obviously the funds going to help people and the animals get the care that they need.
Yes. So thank you for asking that, Sonny. So yes, we are not a non-for-profit. We're not set up that way. We're set up as an LLC. So it makes drawing in donations a little bit more difficult because it's not a tax write-off for people. But
right.
For the operation end of things, we really don't make any kind of profit whatsoever. Eventually we'll get to the point where we can so we can do more with our organization, and I'll fill you in a little bit more on that in a moment. But the donations, that we do have a PayPal account, and we do have a P.O. box. If people were to want to send a check payable to our organization, they could send it via that way. But we also sell T-shirts with our logo on it. There's adult sizes, kid sizes, toddler sizes, and infants. And so they're T-shirts or a onesie for the infants, and they just have our logo on it, and they come in a variety of colors. And so 50% of the proceeds of the shirts goes to the North Texas Rehoming and Fostering, and then the other 50% is the cost for the shirt that goes to our T-shirt sponsor. So for that, that's just for the operation part of it. The only we do charge a rehoming marketing fee for any pet that goes into our program. That's $40 per pet to place them in our program, and then we charge a $60 adoption fee. So therefore, it's $100 per pet for the whole process, and that just covers the basic operations that we have for marketing. And so for the pets that require medical care, we have a veterinarian clinic in Rowlett. Premier Vet Care Animal Clinic helps us with discounted rates for our client pets. So we also have medical funds set up there for us to utilize in those situations with those pets. And people, if they feel more comfortable, can donate directly to Premier Vet Care Animal Clinic and put it right into the North Texas Medical Fund. And that way they know that those funds are being used only for the pets that we have in our program that need it.
That's pretty nice. I mean, the Premier Vet Center that just opened up recently, right there on the 66 over near the Valero gas station, down the way a little bit east of there, and mm-hmm. You get good cooperation and stuff. Are you getting good responses from the community and things of that sort, and getting a lot of help, or do you still need a lot more help in order to make this kind of thing maybe run a little bit more smoothly, I imagine, as far as, you know, as far as on a day-to-day routine of what you do?
Yes, as the word is getting out, we did start this, my husband and I, together in April, and so the word is starting to spread, and we do need some, we would love to have some type of sponsorship or some type of donations to help us get to the next level of advertising and marketing. There's a lot of things that we would like to do, but we just don't have the budget for it. So, you know, we've gone as far as getting on all the social media sites, which some of those do cost. But, you know, and then our business cards and brochures and then the shirts, and that's about as far as we've been able to get. But yes, to be able to have some help, we do have a lot of people that have wanted to volunteer to help us when that need arises, and I know I'm going to need that for help with social media posts and making copies and doing mail outs and things like that, but I'm just not at that point yet, but I sure would like to be, because this is a type of organization and service that really needs to be in other cities. I have one person in New York City that would like to do this there, and we had a dog we rehomed from Florida. And so there's a need in each city, so we would really like to be able to travel to different cities and maybe talk and do some speaking engagements to educate people about the rehoming service and see if we can't maybe open up some other ones in other parts of the United States. I think that would be fantastic. I would like to see this model being brought all over.
Yeah, I'm glad that I was able to bring this forth, because this is the kind of thing that, you know, I always wish I could do more, but obviously budgets and things like that, it kind of prevents things like that from happening. So you're taking it a step further than I always did, bringing it out and getting it into an organization. That's really cool. Now, you've also are working as far as getting a booth for the Relay for Life, but you're adding a little twist on the Relay for Life, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We have. I'm working on the committee for Bark for Life, and it is. It's not really set up like the Relay, so you're not out there all night with your dog walking around in a circle. But it's a fun event that we have secured a park in Rowlett for September 18th. And it's going to be in the afternoon, and we are just going to have a whole lot of things going on for dogs and their humans to do. And so we're, of course, out scouting now for sponsors and vendors and trying to encourage people to form teams to get some funds in, because this is the first annual, because we want to do this annually, so this is the first annual Bark for Life to raise funds for the American Cancer Society. And just so people know, because I was concerned about it myself before I decided to join the committee, the American Cancer Society is not affiliated with the Susan G. Komen. So the Susan G. Komen, all of the funds that are raised don't go to cancer with that group. A lot of it goes to the overhead. So, but with the American Cancer Society, it all goes to helping the fight for cancer. And so everybody that we know has been affected in some way, form, or fashion by cancer, whether it's with a human or a pet. You know, pets get cancer too. And so
sure.
So we're excited to be a part of that. And so we will have a booth out there, an actual booth with our adoptable pets out there. And we'll also be selling our T-shirts, so we're very excited about that.
Now, I was looking at the brochure. It says register online, $25 for pre-registration, includes the T-shirt and a pet bandana, and they can get out. Now, how does that whole thing work? Are they getting a hold of you or somebody else?
No, they would go online, and it's online for the American Cancer Society, and they will go on there, and they can join with their dog. It's like $25 an individual. I think it might be $30 if you add your pet, and then it's an additional to add multiple pets. but you get a t-shirt and a bandana for the pet. And then you can either create a team of your own, and then when you do that, you get this really cool web page of your own to be able to start to raise funds. And
yep.
you can set a goal and raise funds and all that sort of thing, just like for Relay for Life. And you can so you can formulate a team, or you can join a team. Right now there's three different teams that are formed, and one of them is NTX, R, and F, Barkers, which is our team. So we will have some of our, like I said, for those that want to come out and be a part of our team, they can come out and actually walk some of the adoptable dogs if they'd like to, and it would be just like a $5 donation to our program to take off with one of our dogs to walk around the park.
Mm-hmm. That is nice. That's a, it's another. It's just yet another way of getting seen in the community. It's a very good cause. Now you also are involved, obviously, within in-home pet sitting as far as the service is concerned. Let people know a little bit about that as well.
Yes. So of course, you know, I love to spend my entire day with pets. And like I said, I have four of my own at home. And when we started the rehoming, God literally had finally had to kind of push me off the cliff and tell me just to jump, that he would have me. He would hold me up and we would, you know, we would be okay. So I left my corporate America job back in July to do this full time. And of course it doesn't pay the bills that I'm responsible for bringing into the household. So I thought, well, you know, I enjoy pet sitting for some of my friends, so why not make that, you know, opportunity available for others in our city and surrounding cities? So I started the in-home pet sitting about 5-6 weeks ago, and that has taken off. I've now have 6 or 7 steady clients, and I have some on my calendar for when the holidays come along and everything. So I'm excited to be able to help families when they want to have their pets cared for, but have them cared for in the comfort of their own home. And that helps them, you know, I check the mail and bring the newspaper in, make sure the lights are on, the TV's on, things like that, so it looks like they're home, but I don't stay in the home. So I just come in 4 times a day and check on the dogs or cats.
Wonderful. And so now, do you offer it to where that you would have them in your home, or is this strictly just in their own home situation?
No, it's strictly in their home.
Got it. So strictly in their home. At least that's where the pets are comfortable too. So, you know, and that probably has a lot to do with it. That you know, as much as humans are stressed, animals can be stressed, and the change of environment probably can put a big stress on some animals. I'm sure that's why you do it this way.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of pets that have been adopted from shelters, when they're, you know, when their owners take them to a boarding facility and they're not used to going there to be boarded on a regular basis, they think that they're being dumped because they're going back into a kennel or, you know, and a lot of them are very nice little suites that they have for the animals, but all of a sudden their family leaves and they're kind of back there in a little enclosed place, and it kind of, you know, it scares them. And a lot of times these pets quit eating, you know, and so I've not had any issues at all with any of the pets that I've been pet sitting as far as their you know, level of anxiety or anything like that.
Got it. Now, is there a base weight, or how do you figure out what you're going to charge for that kind of service?
Well, so I what I did was I contacted a couple of different boarding facilities to kind of find out what they charge. And of course, when you take them to a boarding facility, like, for example, Four Paws, we take our dogs there for doggy daycare on occasions when we're doing some construction jobs in the house and we need them to be out for several hours. We'll take them over there, and during the day, they will be let out to go potty and play with other dogs like 10 times, which, you know, is awesome, but, you know, at the same time, you know, a lot of dogs don't require that or don't play well with others. And so,
right.
So what I charge is there's a couple different situations. So if it's dogs, it's $30 a day for the first dog. And then if there's additional dogs behind that, then it's $15 per dog. If it's a house and they get visited four times a day. If it is cats I visit two times a day, and it's just $15 per cat. Cats don't require much. So when I have like a house that I just sat recently had two dogs and two cats, and so it was $45 a day for the dogs, and then I just charged $15 for the two cats together because there's not much that I have to do with the two cats. So
very good. So yeah, lots of opportunities for people who are interested in, you know, helping as far as fostering. You can get a hold of Monica at the North Texas Rehoming and Fostering. Let people know again how to come in contact with you and to where they can make arrangements for something like that, or if they need to contact you for your services.
Yes. So the email address, the website, and the Facebook page I had given earlier, they can also call me anytime at 214-801-0792. I also have my business cards out at the local vet clinics if they wanted to pick up one there. I come highly recommended if they put me on Facebook that they're looking for a pet sitter. I have several people that tagged me. So I do have a lot of good referrals, and I'm also on rover.com.
Got
so
it.
They can find me that way as well.
Yours is called Roxy In-Home Pet Service. I got the card. I know what it's about, why it was. Explain a little bit about the back of the card regarding the honorary memory.
Yes. So on the front of our card is a picture of our boxer. Her name was Roxy Elizabeth, and we lost her in November of this last year to a massive heart attack on a Sunday afternoon after church. She had gotten too excited with some dogs that were next door, and they were playing through the fence, and she got too excited, and she came in, and she fell and had a heart attack right in front of us all, and it was very, very difficult, and it was my 15-year-old daughter's dog, and so I wanted to do something to honor her, and I thought when I started the pet sitting, I thought instead of naming it North Texas or naming it after me, I wanted to do something special for Roxy and for my daughter, Lindsay. It makes her feel really good, too. So, and it keeps her memory alive because I, you know, constantly thinking about her and seeing her picture, and it just feels good.
Yeah. It is. It's cool. I saw that, and I thought it was really neat. Monica, I commend you on what you're doing. A lot of people can't or just won't do anything like this, and it takes a caring heart to do this, especially, like I said, like you and I both know, this is not a multi-million-dollar business. This is a labor of love in reality.
Yes, in reality it is, yes.
You betcha. So thanks for joining us here on the air with Sunny Clark. Folks, if you are interested, again, come in contact with Monica. You can give her a call at 214-801-0792. Get on the Facebook page, folks. This is I tell most people, if you get on Facebook and you spend a couple of minutes rolling through it, I have a habit of getting addicted to what I'm ending up seeing, and then you'll catch yourself looking at the website and the Facebook page three and four times, and you also, as soon as the website gets up and kicking, you'll be able to find out more information over that. She is Monica Kazir of North Texas Rehoming and Fostering. Thanks for joining us today, Monica.
Thank you very much for having me.
You betcha. And folks, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about things that are going on in the community. We'll take a look at the community calendar you're listening to on the air with Sunny Clark, being brought to you by Western General Contracting. For all your roofing, gutters, or your sidings, or just got water damage needs, give my buddy, Mr. Weston, a call at 214-255-88. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, let's look at that calendar. We'll be right back.
Regal and Rustic Estate Sales, let us take the burden out of hosting, staging, and cleaning of your estate sale or liquidation. We will provide reliable, friendly service with an experienced crew. We have an excellent reputation for professionalism with exceptional customer service and knowledge. We understand that staging and drawing attention to your sale is key. Most importantly, we listen to our customers' needs and pay attention to detail. That is what separates us from other local estate sales and companies, as we truly care about your presentation, property, and belongings. That's Regal and Rustic Estate Sales. Contact Renee Sheffield at 972-861-0231 or check us out on the web at regalandrustic.com. Here's another tip for a healthier you from Fit Body Bootcamp. One of the best things you can do for a healthier you is to instill yourself a love of water rather than sugary drinks. Soda pop and juices are filled with empty calories that encourage weight gain. The easiest way to do that is to stock your house with lots of bottled water or filtered water. Don't even have the soda pop readily available, so you'll grow a custom of only drinking water. This has been another healthy tip from Mark Hall and Rowlett Fit Body Bootcamp. Give them a call at 214-888-2844 or visit them on the web at www.rowlettfbbc.com. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. The prospect of retirement can be exciting and scary at the same time. At Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, we have found many people either approaching or currently in retirement failed to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. What is it? How does it work? It's simply not a benefit that you start receiving at age 62. Because these decisions are so important, my firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. If you would like a complimentary copy of Social Security Maximization, please give our office a call today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, learn the art of self-defense, discipline, respect, physical development, and mental focus. Become the best that you can be. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, we offer an after-school program, fitness kickboxing, birthday parties, summer camp, and homeschool classes. Check out our one-year anniversary special. 2 weeks in a free uniform for $19.99. That's right, $19.99 gets you 2 weeks and the free uniform. Check out Chang Lee's at 469-506-4483 or visit them on the web at mychanglees.com. Come into El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett for our comfortable small-town ambiance that is a great getaway from the typical Mexican dine-in restaurant that you might expect in the Dallas area. Did someone say specials? At El Centro Mexican Restaurant on Tuesday night, they have six dinners for $5.95. And don't forget about Fajita Night Wednesdays, where every order is a dollar off. That's at El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett. 214-227-5096. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at Five Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you.
And welcome back into On the Air with Sunny Clark, as we are here and we're taking a look at the community calendar, as there's, you know, for a small town, there's lots of things going on, which is kind of cool, because when you got an opportunity to check things out and do things in a community, it just makes for a better community. I mean, with things that are going on, and it doesn't always have to be just Rowlett, but sometimes it is just Rowlett. So you'll get an opportunity to do a lot of things, whether it be right here in Rowlett or someplace close by. Now, let's take a look at some of the things that are going on in the community calendar. The Habitat for Humanity Color Fun Run. It's on September 24th at 6:30. You can be a part of this on the Bridges course at Firewheel Golf Park in Garland. So this is a fun run that's honoring the tornado first responders of December 26th of 2015. Of course, that was the day after Christmas when the tornadoes hit the Rowlett and Garland area. There's going to be food trucks, live music, family fun, and lots of colors in the air. I've seen one of these before. Pictures. Now, I haven't been around it, but I've seen pictures, and there's a lot of people that get, you know, you'll have, you know, color all over your body. They shoot it up in the air and you run through it. It's really cool. It's a neat experience. So the Habitat for Humanity, again, this happens at Firewheel Golf Park, and get that all squared away. I think you'll enjoy yourself. September 24th at 6:30 p.m. So if you have lots of things that you want to do, check out for more information at www.habitatcolorfunrun.org, and you can check out anything and everything. And also, if you're interested in volunteering, sponsorship, or participate, get up on the website. They're going to have those food trucks, live music, a lot of family fun for you. We'll be talking a little bit more about the Habitat for Humanity Fun Run. We'll have them on air, sort of like we just had Monica Kazar on to talk a little bit about her deal. We're going to have the Habitat for Humanity folks on, so they can talk a little bit about that whole situation. Again, thanks to Monica Kazir and folks that are involved with Rowlett Bark for Life. That is on September 18th from 4 to 7 at the Rowlett Community Park. You can be a part of this thing. This thing's kind of cool in reality, because it's in conjunction with the American Cancer Society, and it's a family-friendly fundraising event honoring the lifetime contributions of the canine caregivers. It's presents an opportunity for people to empower through their canine companion partners, and as well as contribute to cancer cures through the mission of the American Cancer Society. It's kind of cool. Support Bark for Life. It's a cool thing that you can do. It saves lives and helps others move closer to the ultimate goal of, you know, hopefully getting this world with a lot less cancer and more people having more birthdays, obviously, if they can knock that out. So for more information regarding this event, go to www.relayforlife.org/BarkRowlett Texas. A real cool thing. Thanks to Monica Zier for giving us the information on that. It's going to be a cool thing to check out and be a part of, as you know, if you're an animal lover, dog lover, things of that sort. It's cool. So, all right. Let's go. Let's talk about a couple of golf tournaments that are out there, because if you are a golfer, there are no shortages of golf tournaments over at the Waterview Golf Course. No shortage, which is kind of cool in reality. If you like to golf, you can kind of network. You can get out with people, get to know people. It's kind of cool. So to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going to be happening, I want to talk about the Rowlett Chamber of Commerce Annual Golf Classic. That happens on September 22nd at the Waterview Golf Club at 11 o'clock. Registration begins at noon. Shotgun start starts. This is a shotgun start scramble. So it's a lot of fun. So if you're interested in doing something like that, it's really good. This annual golf classic helps the Rowlett Chamber of Commerce do a lot of their programs. They got a lot of awards that they give out, scholarships and things of that sort. So, you know, check this out. Plus, you get an opportunity to go out and play golf. You get to rub elbows with people in the community. And so it's really cool. Individual players, $100. A team of four, obviously $400. That includes your cart, golf fees, lunch, dinner, and a goodie bag. So get out there and check that out. Again, that's on September 22nd. 2016 at the Waterview Golf Club at 11 a.m. So really kind of cool for that thing. And also, the Rowlett Rotary Golf Outing. That happens on Friday, October 7th. All right, so the Rowlett Rotary Club, it's a four-man tournament that's happening. That is, it's an annual tournament over at Waterview Golf Course. So check that. It's benefiting the charitable work of the Rowlett Rotary Club. And folks, they do a lot of stuff out there. So registration begins at 11 with the shotgun start tee off time at noon. Lunch is going to be served from 11 to 11:45. The cost again for this one's $110 per person to check that out. That includes a lot of things that are going on as far as the events, 18 holes of golf, cart, lunch, and various awards that are going to be presented at this golf tournament. There will be the award presentation directly after the golf at the Waterview Golf Course Pavilion. So check that out. As far as that's concerned, registration, you can complete the registration form and send it to the Rowlett Rotary Club if you wish by mail. Not a lot of people do the mail thing, but you can send it to P.O. Box 123, Rowlett, Texas 75030, or you can also give to any Rowlett rotisserie participant there. So again, Friday, October 7th. And that is registration 11. Tee off time is at noon, $110 per person. So check all that stuff out there. Also, they're going to have $10 Goldsmith gift cards, $20 PGA Tour Superstore gift cards, a chance at a $1,000 hole in one. So it's 18 holes of golf and range balls, everything that you need to do. There's also a $50 closest to the pin contest on three holes there. So contact Diane Lemons at 972-475-3200, or you can contact her via email at diane@rowlettchamber.com, or you can get a hold of Barry Woolley at 972-741-6022. So check out the Rowlett Rotary Club, and that's a golf outing that's happening. Happens yearly for that kind of thing. So it's a cool thing. If you like golf, I will tell you, this area is huge on getting those kind of things done. Now, the big, big thing, okay, as we are looking in this area, okay, with the fact that we're going to get Bayside up and running here soon, the Bayside Regatta, it happens on October 1st. So this is a kind of a cool situation there. So all the benefits and things, like if you want to be a part of it, a booth or a vendor, it's $50. You can make the check payable to the Rowlett Chamber Foundation. So if you're interested in that, you get to check it out. So it's an exciting day of food, fun, and racing over there for the Bayside Regatta. So, you know, and the Bayside is a big thing, and we're in the process of getting a hold of them. So get that and having them on the show, because we want to talk a little bit, obviously, about some of the things that are happening, especially with Bayside, and because that is a big, big deal in this area. So if you get the opportunity, get on over there and you get to see some sailing and stuff. That seems like it's going to be a really, really cool situation there for that whole thing. And I think Bayside is going to be a really cool cool thing for our area. I mean, obviously, it's the idea of what it's all about as far as Bayside is concerned. The hugeness of that, what is going to be here in this community, I think is going to be huge. So if you get an opportunity, head on over to discoverbayside.com and you can check out what this place is going to look like with the models and stuff. And folks, when they do those models are usually spot on. I mean, seriously. So they're gonna have all kinds of things over at Bayside. They're gonna have a Crystal Lagoon. It's the first Crystal Lagoon in Texas. It spans 8 acres to include also 2 acres of beachfront property, kind of like the white sands of everything. And they're also going to have a fountain show that happens. It's on 1 acre. The show fountain is 300 feet long with the 250 water nozzles that go 200 feet up in the air, along with 29 fire nozzles. And 2 video mist screens. So that's going to be cool. You can check that out as far as Bayside is concerned. And they're also going to have a trolley. That's kind of cool. Kind of give you a San Francisco feel over there. The Bayside trolley, it's an open style bench trolley that's battery operated, so it's going to have lots of cool colors and on the car that will take you around there on the trolley at Bayside, so that's kind of cool. There's also going to be 45 acres of parks, so you can relax and enjoy the whole area that's out there. They're going to have lots of things as far as Town Center Park, also some gardens, some flowers, you know, kind of thing that's going on there, and 2,000 new trees, which is really awesome. I want to see more trees in this area since they took down a lot of trees when they put up the George Bush over there. So like to see that. That's one of the things that makes me all excited about that. Also, there's bike and hike trails all over the place over there. Bayside, 4+ miles of 12-foot wide hike and bike trails that it's going to accommodate golf carts as well. So you can check out there. And then the Bayside Marina, they're going to host over 1,000 boats. Boats and for sailing and boating enthusiasts over there. And they're going to have shows. They're going to have concerts, fine dinings, weekend shows, the regattas. And, you know, it's all within walking distance of that area once it gets there. And we're going to talk to, hopefully, one of the people that are involved with that, a gentleman Kent, with the Bayside situation. So hopefully we can get him on air and we're going to talk a little bit about Bayside. And that's going to be a big, big thing for this town. Of course, we've been talking about it since everything passed up on it. And so it's going to be really, really good for this area. And I'll go back to where I'm hoping it doesn't turn into what they had over at Rockwall with the harbor, where it was like abandoned for a little while. This sort of doesn't look like that is going to happen, the kind of way they're setting it up and what it's going to be about. So I think it's going to be better than that. So we're going to check out Bayside in Rowlett. So we'll have them on to talk a little bit more about some of the other things and some of the concern as well, because you got to look at it. Bayside, it's a $1 million master plan community, $1 billion, not $1 million, $1 billion master plan community with the tax revenue that's going to generate, get this, folks, over $133 million in tax revenue for the city of Rowlett. And that is desperate money needed for a town, obviously, still recovering from the tornadoes and things of that sort. And they're also going to have a hotel and convention center, a 500-room resort hotel with that convention center. So lots of things that are set that's kind of cool for that area and what's going to happen in that area. So you can check it out. Go in and check out discoverbayside.com. bayside.com, and you can find out a little bit more about Bayside and what it's all about. So we're going to take a quick break here on the air with Sonny Clark, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are in the news here that have local, you know, impact. We're going to check that out, and also we're going to talk a little bit about your Rowlett Eagles. They take the field, and this is exciting, folks. We are 1 week away from kickoff for the Rowlett Eagles, and it's August 26th, 7:30 kickoff. You can hear the coverage each and every week on the Couch Potato Sports Show, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagles Sports. Get over there, hear the play-by-play. We're going to have a pregame, preseason/pregame show during the week. It's either going to be up on Wednesday or Thursday. We're shooting for Wednesday. It's going to be myself and the Eagle-Eyed Bill Cerna talking what we've seen last year compared to what we think we're going to see this year. It's going to be so cool. And we're back. Football season is back for the Rowlett Eagles, and we're going to keep you up to date with what's going on there here on the air with Sonny Clark as well. Again, Rowlett Eagles kicks off their season against Louisville, the Fighting Farmers in Louisville. Can't make it out to Louisville? Give us a call, 347-215-7497. You can listen to the game if you're out and about, or you can listen to it online at the website that we provided there, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagles Sports. We're set. We're ready for the new season. Big games also for the Rowlett Eagles as they continue the tradition with the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. Okay, this one's huge, guys. When the district had the realignment, we lost Rockwall in our district. However, we didn't lose the game this year because I want a little revenge on those Rockwall Yellow Jackets. Last year, a little rain caused a lot of problems for the Rowlett Eagles, and they took the loss of the game that they should have won. But this game is on September 9th, and it's at Cotton Bowl Stadium. Folks, this is going to be a good one. There's going to be four games going on during that day. So if you get the opportunity, get on out there, check that out. And if you can't make it to that game, guess what? Listen to me, Sonny Clark, along with the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna for that coverage. And we'll be bringing that to you. And don't forget, Rowlett Eagles varsity basketball starts around the holiday time, and around Christmas and things like that. We're going to try to get the creds in so we can get in for the preseason tournament so we can call some of those games as well. So it's going to be lots of fun. Folks, also, if you're interested in any kind of sponsorship for the Rowlett Eagles varsity football team, basketball team, or here on our show on the air with Sonny Clark, as well as the Couch Potato Sports Show, our Sunday morning edition, each and every week through football season of the NFL, you get in contact with me by giving me a call at 888-914-4420. We'll put together a package for you so we can help you with some affordable advertising that doesn't break the bank, like those useless flyers up on doors, the ones that come in the mail that you just throw away. This way, at least people are listening, and you can get yourself out there. So come in contact with me, Sonny Clark, at 888-914-4420. We'll get you a package that works well with you and get you heard and let people know about your business here in the Rowlett area. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the news and get all that squared away as we are here on the air with Sonny Clark. Today's edition being brought to you by Wesson General Contractors. Again, for all your roofing, gutters, sidings, as well as water damage, come in contact with my friend Butch Wesson at Wesson General Contractors. They're good people. They're honest. In the city, when people in the city know who you are, okay, that's how you know you can be trusted, and they can get you all squared away. And here's the most important thing about the whole thing. When you're talking about your home, you're talking about your biggest investment, we talk about a guy that's going to get the job done and guarantees that he's going to get the job done. And the most important part of that is getting it done correctly. Butch Wesson of Wesson General Contractors, 214-200-5588. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do all this and more on the air with Sonny Clark. We'll be right back. Are you having trouble understanding Social Security planning? There are a lot of questions that have to be answered, like when does it make most sense for you and your spouse to start receiving Social Security? What is the impact of your Social Security benefits if you work during retirement? How much of your Social Security will be taxed each year? Let Nest Egg Wealth Advisors provide you with that direction to these decisions. Call our offices today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com for your complimentary guide to Social Security.
When people call Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, they are generally unhappy when their air conditioner is not working. But really, they're worried. Are they calling the right people? Well, at Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, service promised is service delivered. People of Rowlett have depended on us for over 25 years, so go ahead, contact Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning at 972-475-3227 or visit them on the web at stevensonshvac.com.
Being taken for a ride? Check out Casso Insurance, serving Texans since 1981. Bundle your home, auto, or business insurance and save a ton. Casso Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, where we make insurance fun. Or check us out on the web at CassoInsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com. In 1998, Scooter's Coffee was born. Co-founders Don and Linda Eccles began their amazing journey when they opened up their first drive-thru coffee house in Bellevue, Nebraska. Their motto is, amazing people serving amazing drinks amazingly fast. Scooter's only roasts from the top 10% specialty coffee beans in the world. And their specialty? The Caramelicious. If you're new to Scooter's, you can't go wrong with ordering this rich velvety caramel gem. So make sure you check out Scooter's Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66 with a convenient drive-thru so you can get onto your business real quick. That's Scooter's Coffee, located in Rowlett. Sonny Clark, as we are looking at a lot of things, and folks, obviously, you know, with what we do with the Rowlett Eagles, and we also have the Couch Potato Sports Show, we look at a lot of the things as far as the news is concerned, and there's a guy that always seems to hit the news, and I want to talk a little bit about it, because we can go back to 2012, and I want to put this out here. And Des Bryan, he can always contact me if he always wants to. He knows how he can find me. But I find it amazing about this guy. Now, let me first put out there, Dallas Cowboy fans. Des Bryan's, I'm gonna say it, and I haven't looked at the stats, but I'm going to tell you Des Bryan is probably this year going to be the NFL's leading wide receiver. Gonna put it out there. The guy's got talent. The guy can get the ball. The guy goes after the ball. Tony Romo likes this guy. Tony Romo's gonna get him the ball. So I don't want anybody to think that I'm questioning Tony Romo and getting the ball to Des Bryant. I don't want anybody to think that I don't think Tony Romo and but actually more Des Bryant is a huge talent. I don't want to question that. I don't want anybody to think that, oh, wow, Sonny doesn't like Dez Bryant. He doesn't think he's a wide receiver. No. I think he's a great wide receiver. This guy, when he hits the football field, he epitomizes what players should be, I think. God, I'm saying this about Dez Bryant. Can you believe it? So mad props to him about his passion for the game and what he does out on the football field every Sunday for NFL fans and Dallas Cowboy fans. Mad props. But I can't give him mad props about being a good human being. And I just can't. And I got to go back to 2012, and this is one of the things that really ticks me off about athletes and what they think they should have given to them. Uh-oh. I already hear the eagle-eyed Bill Cerna going, Sonny, you don't want to go there. Yeah, I do. I'm going to go there because we here, as far as working on sports, I keep it in perspective. Now, the news media gets their life out there in TV, in the media, because of their celebrity. So, they're celebrities. They're athlete celebrities, or celebrity athletes, whatever you want to call them. So, when you're this person, you're under a microscope. And folks, I want to go back to even earlier. I want to talk about Dez Bryant back in Oklahoma. If you go back into my archives on the Couch Potato Sports Show, we were talking about Dez Bryant when he was over in Oklahoma State. Talking about Dez Bryant on who he is, what kind of person he is. And his associates, and I love this now, David Wells, his associate, his buddy, his father figure, his guy. I just found it amazing that a guy can have a $20,000 diamond earring in his ear going to college. I got a lot of scrutiny about me making this observation. Coming from where he came from. But, oh, no, David Wells had nothing to do with it, right? During that time. No, David Wells is his guy. And I just found it, I'm just finding a lot of things that are coming out in the news today. Very interesting. We're going to go to that. Now, so we're talking about Dez Bryant when he was at Oklahoma State. Because we had a feeling that he would be here in Dallas. So we were covering it. Then go to 2012. As a human being, smacks around his mom. I'm sorry. That tells me a little bit about the person. I'm sorry it does. And here we are in 2016. But I want to go back to last year when people started bringing it up. Why can't we put that in the past? Well, I know why we can't. But athletes expect whatever their nonsense that they pull out, that they're supposed to be given the all is forgiven card, is what I like to call it. I'm going to tell you right now, all is not forgiven if you have enough inside you to hit your mother. And it becomes a spectacle because of your celebrity athlete status. So, I go back to the fact that I can't stand this guy personally. And the craziness that is a Dez Bryant life now gets put out even more as far as what this guy is all about, who he's all about, and things of that sort. And because they're, he's now in court. As far as Senator Royce West renting out a house to wide receiver Dez Bryant over in DeSoto. Okay, guys, he trashed the house. There's the pictures. I'm going to go, and I don't need confirmation that these are the right pictures. It's coming from the Dallas Morning News, so I'm going to take it that they know these are the pictures of his house. The guy's a pig. I'll put it out there. The guy's a pig. All you got to go look at the pictures that were provided that are going to be put into evidence. Not only does he hit his mother, the guy's a pig. And I don't care. Des, come after me. I don't care. I mean, I'm looking at this paper, and then I find it funny that the whole situation, his buddy, David Wells, now Bryant, is accusing West, as well as David Wells, of stealing more than $200,000from him by having people pay the marketing firms directly and not to Des Bryant. And then Des gets the check from him. I mean, I'm sorry. I've been in the sports business a long way. That's the way it's done, Des. But you trusted David Wells. Okay? David Wells saw you as a meal ticket when you were in college. David Wells hanging around the practice facilities and everything else. No one gave it a second thought. I bring it up to the NCAA on AA overseers on my show. Have them on. No one wants to talk to me about it. And folks, I'm going to tell you, this is a real simple situation. You know, a lot of times I hear the stories that you need to have proof. You need to have proof. A $20,000 earring in college when you're destitute and everything else, you don't think he's getting something? I mean, why do we have to have evidence? A $20,000 earring is evidence enough for me to say David Wells is giving this guy what he needs and he's going to use him as a meal ticket. Folks, I did this on my show years ago. And here we are again. He's accusing his buddy, his pal, his father figure of a guy that's stealing his money. Well, I could have told you that a long time ago, that we would be here at this time. But now, you know, he trashes out a house. And folks, this is a nice house. So you see the pictures. You go on the website, head over to Dallas Morning News, and you can see the pictures. Nice house. And he tore up the inside of the house. Not supposed to have animals. And he had, according to the lease, and he had some kind of monkey. Yeah, this guy is just in the news for the wrong reason. The guy needs to be in the news for scoring touchdowns. But he's the one that puts him out there as a celebrity athlete. And things like this are going to end up happening. And then he comes out in a text back and forth. Okay. First of all, this is an actual senator, Royce Smith, or Royce West, a senator who was renting a house to him, 6,400 square feet in DeSoto. And according to the complaint, it says that it was littered with trash, feces, missing blinds, shutters, cracked windows, blackened carpets, after Des Bryant moved out. And there's the pictures. It's not a question of fact or did it happen. He's got the pictures and everything. And I'm going to put it like my all-time favorite person, you know, Judge Judy. Judge Judy called this guy a pig. And he's a pig. And then he gets into shouting back and forth between texts that were going to be used as evidence and said, I wish you would have thought about it and you would have been smart about the idea. It says, I wish you thought about it before you thought it was smart for the idea to go after me. Are you above someone suing you, Des Bryant? I mean, are you above that? Oh, because you're Des, we won't sue you? Come on now. And Wells goes back and says, I wish he had the personality to come to me, discuss the damages to the house. And Des ignored him. And it, no any great big surprise. So, Des Bryant says, you know, it's too late for that. How can you forget about all the stuff you put me through and all this other stuff. Yeah, this is really, really an interesting situation. Dez Bryant in the news for the wrong reasons. And if Dez Bryant would have listened to me back when he was in college, right when he was getting out of college, I told him to dump David Wells a long time ago. And if it's true, and the part about this Dez Bryant story, I believe, is that he stole more than $200,000 from him. David Wells did. I believe that happened. But you're the one that brought this man into your life, my friend. And I warned you a long time ago about this guy. And you kept that relationship. Is there any great big surprise that, and I believe this, I believe Dez Bryant, with his countersuit, I think he is right there. But most of this is going to be going toward David Wells, not West. So, it'll be real interesting. But the pictures are the proof, man. I'm sorry, he's a pig. And just because he's a superstar athlete, people are just supposed not to look at Dez Bryant in a certain way. You know, it is what it is, I guess you can say, as my dad says. But he's in the news for there. Now, lots of other stuff going on for your Dallas Cowboys. There's lots of things as far as the Cowboys are concerned. They got a real situation with their running back. Will he be ready? We're talking about Ezekiel Jackson. Will this guy be ready to go? That's going to be huge. Will Tony Romo be ready to go? Will we see Tony Romo in the preseason game that's going to be happening this weekend? That's going to be the huge story. When do you even put, see, I don't even, after seeing what Dez did in that first preseason, I don't put at risk my season. That means I don't put Jason Witten, Tony Romo, and Dez Bryant, as well as a couple of key figures on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah, don't put them in these games. These preseason games are a way of losing your players for the season. And for the life of me, I don't get it. So, watch out for that. So, they really need a pass rush. And folks, I'm going to tell you, I said it on my show 4 months ago. Greg Hardy's going to be a Dallas Cowboy week number one or somewhere within the first 4 weeks because they're not going to get a pass rush. They're not going to get to the quarterback. And Greg Hardy's going to be available. He'll be a Dallas Cowboy. And Jerry Jones will be back in love with him. Mark my words. So, there's a lot of things for the Dallas Cowboys that you're going to have to watch for. Watch out for these preseason games. You know, the NFC East is one of these divisions that are tough, tough, tough. You got four media. There's two divisions in football where I just see a teams that are in it should not be full of mediocrity, but there is. And that's the NFC East and the AFC West. Now, those that want to know a little bit about the NFC West, join us on the Couch Potato Sports Show Sunday morning, 10 a.m. We are going to talk about the NFC West. That's the Seattle Seahawks. That's the Arizona Cardinals. That is the Rams. Now, they are the Los Angeles Rams again. And then, of course, we have the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to break down those four teams. Who's going to win this division? You'll have to hop on over to the Couch Potato Sports Show on Sunday morning. You see all the ads. We put them out there when our show's up on Sunday. Check us out. Enjoy it. It's one of my favorite things to do, talk sports. So we'll be doing that. We'll be talking sports on Sunday morning on the Couch Potato Sports Show as me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, will be covering along with our regular co-host, that's Cuervo, and Brian Tarvin out there, as well as hopefully the scorekeeper and everybody else. So join us for that. So, folks, we did it again. We are here. We're talking on the air with Sonny Clark. Thanks for joining us here today. Folks, you want to get in contact with me, hit me up on the Facebook. I get lots of nice messages from people about the show and things of that sort. Let me know how we're doing on the show. Let me know what you you want to talk about a little bit more. And that's going to be a fun thing for us. So and we're also going to still try to get the mayor in there when we can get him. The guy is busy as all get out. You know, this is the home where we had Cindy Burkett. We had the Congressman Pete Sessions, as well as the mayor on here, and the city council, folks that were running, and the winners, and stuff like that. We're going to be bringing you more and more of that as the shows continue on. We're going to be talking to people and the issues that really affect this area. Dallas Cowboys definitely affect this area. So it'll be a regular segment on the show where we talk Dallas Cowboys, because it's definitely the big time thing. So watch out for that. That is huge. So and just to let everybody know, there is a young man that is trying out for the Dallas Cowboys. He played for the Rowlett Eagles. He also played for the New York Giants and the Raiders. DeMontre Moore. This guy was super bad when he was there. He is also a Texas A&M guy. But he's trying out for the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to try to make this. He's going to try to help that pass rush. Will he be able to do it? We'll find out. But a Rowlett guy with the Rowlett connections trying to make this Dallas Cowboys football team. I hope for him he does. Obviously, it just makes a big story for us, something to talk about during football season when we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. So, and we might even bring in John Machota, who let us know about that. So, as the Dallas Cowboys are thin at defensive end, they can surely use it. They need the pass rush. He was a super defensive end for the Giants. So, we'll find out if that ends up happening. We'll do all that here. We'll talk a little bit more down the road. I also tried to get John Machota as well, and we'll talk a little bit about the Dallas Cowboys as he is locally here. So that's going to do it for us on the air with Sonny Clark. Hope everybody has a great day. Take care. We'll see you next time on the air with Sonny Clark. Have a good one. Bye.